Well, I'm going to sing a song. You pray for me. And I ain't much of a singer, but I was thinking about today. And sometimes these songs that just, and if my wife would attest to this, if there's a song that I ever do sing, just I sing it a lot at home. I don't hardly never sing it here. But it brings me a lot of help. And it's a long song. It's probably why I don't sing it a lot. And I remember as a little boy, and I'd hear this song, and I didn't really understand it. But a palm of victory, that just means there's something that goes around them. It's not talking about these palms right here. It's talking about them palm leaves. Amen. You pray, Lord, help us here. I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad. He struggled up the mountain. It seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden. His strength was almost gone. But he shouted as he traveled, deliverance will come then. Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. The summer sun was shining, the sweat upon his brow. His garments worn and dusty, it seemed his steps were slow. But he kept marching onward as he was winding home. Still shouting as he traveled, deliverance will come then. Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. The songsters in the arbor that stood beside the way, attracting his attention, inviting his delay. His watchword being onward, he stopped his ears and ran, still shouting as he traveled, deliverance will come then. Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. I saw him in the evening, the sun was sinking low. He'd overtopped the mountain, and he'd reached that veil below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home. He shouted, Hosanna, deliverance had come then. Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. While gazing on that city, just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from that throne above. They bore him on their pinions, save for the dashing foam. He shouted as he traveled, deliverance had come then. Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. I like this, is my favorite verse. It said, I heard that song of triumph they sang upon that shore, saying, Jesus has redeemed us to suffer nevermore. Then casting his eyes backward upon the race he'd run, he shouted, Hosanna, deliverance had come then. Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. Hebrews 13, let's turn there. Hebrews 13. I'm glad that's real. Ain't you glad that's real? And one day, friend, we'll cast our eyes backward and we'll thank God for the race that was run. Hebrews 13, that very familiar passage of Scripture around this time of year, Hebrews 13. And I'm sure they're preaching that all across the world right about now. Said, open your Bibles to Hebrews 13, but it's good nonetheless. Hebrews 13, one of my favorites, said, Boy, I'm telling you, it ranks way up there with my favorites, honestly. Here, I'm going to read more than my favorites, but I'm going to start, and we'll just start in a good place. Let's start in verse 6. Bible, let's start in verse 5. It's good, too. Let your conversation be with, we'll start with grace, thank God, and we'll end with a new beginning. How's that? That'll work, thank God. Bible says in verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Amen. Thank God. And he said, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. He said, remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Boy, I like that next verse real good. He said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, thank you again so much for tonight. Thank you for this morning. God, I thank you more than anything for the good presence of the thrice holy God. I pray tonight that God should help us for a few minutes of time. And the Lord, I want to say everything I can and to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And to God, I pray, help me not to say nothing that would not. Lord, I pray, oh God, help us tonight and to say the best thing we ever have said about you. And the Lord, I am glad today that, Lord, there is going to be a day coming. And to God, we are going to lay this armor down. And God, we are going to look back and say, farewell, farewell. That sweet hour of prayer. God, I'm looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, help us tonight for a few minutes of time. In Christ's name, for his sake, I do humbly beg and ask all these favors. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. Boy, I'm glad that in the divine nature of God, he chose to pin these words down, and he said, Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday and today and forever. And if you read this scripture 1,000 years from now, it'll say, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I thought about in this time that we're in, and a lesson to me, friend, I understand. I thank God for the Christmas season. I thank God for everything surrounding it. But I want you to understand in just a few days how the trees are going to come down, how the decorations are going to get put up, how the lights are going to be turned off, how the gifts are going to wear out, how that Jesus will still be the same. Amen. And thank God what he was before, he still will be today. And there is nobody like him. And if the Lord help us, I try not to preach very long tonight, but if the Lord help us, I'd like to preach on this thought, on he's more than just the season. Amen. I mean, listen, thank God Jesus is more than us getting happy. Thank God. Starting on the day after Thanksgiving and going up until next week. I'm glad, thank God, in January it'll still be about the Lamb. Amen. In July it'll still be about the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's not nothing in this world that's quite like the Lord. Amen. And so listen to me, friend. Let me give you a few things tonight. And I'll be done preaching. I'd say this to you first of all, where we're standing at this world, it just wants a little season of greeting. And man, I thought about how right now, you know, Christians get fired up all around the world about this time. And so you say Merry Christmas, amen. That's not Happy Holidays, it's Merry Christmas. And for a month and a half, all across this world, Christians get fired up about how Christ is left out. But oh, what about every other day? Amen. I mean, thank God. What about the Monday after New Year's? Amen. Thank God. Thank God. He is still the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me remind you this, friend, and don't never forget it. The seasons don't change in heaven as far as this is concerned. In Revelation chapter 4, the Bible says right now in heaven that there's the four beasts, and they say, holy, 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 and Lord God Almighty, and thou which word and art to come. And they say it day and night, and forever and ever. Amen.
In fact, God, listen, friend. I'm saying the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the same. And we stand in this place today. I thought about, I'm glad He's the same in every season. He's the same every physical season. I'm glad He's the same in every emotional season. I'm glad it doesn't make any difference if I'm up or if I'm down. And Jesus Christ, He is the same. Amen. I'm glad He's the same in every spiritual season. And thank God, sometimes we're on a mountain and sometimes we're in a valley. And but guess what? Amen. And Jesus Christ, He is the same. Amen. I thought about where we're sitting at today and the season greetings. These folks that they want to attach His name and just about everything. But you understand, Jesus Christ is not an attachment. He is the main attraction. Amen. He's not just an accessory. Amen. I feel like that's where we're at today. And we just want to add Him in on the end of that thing and make everybody feel real good. And we want Santa Claus to be the main focus. And we want the lights to be the main focus. And then we'll put a little Jesus on the end over here and just to make us feel good. But I'm telling you, Jesus is not an accessory. He is the authority. Amen. He is the big deal. Amen. And thank God. Listen, friend. And this ain't about what's sitting under your tree. It's about what was on the tree. Amen. Unless I'm saying this. And that's true today. And it'll preach the same way tomorrow. And it'll preach the same way the day after that. And because Jesus Christ is the same. Amen. He's not an accessory. I thought these folks today, they just want Him to be an addition to it. But Jesus ain't an addition. He's the anchor of it. Amen. This whole season revolves around. And the Lord Jesus Christ being absolutely the same. I say praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, where we're standing at today, ain't it a blessing? And to know He's the same. Amen. I was thinking about them old preachers today and to just listen back and forth. And I was listening to Percy Ray preach. And just today, just an old, and Brother Cliff Miller, just an old raspy preacher from 1966. And that's what he said, Brother Donnie, while he's a preacher. He said, I want you to know this. He said, if it was sin 20 years ago, it's still sin today. Amen. He was saying that in 66. Amen. In other words, if it was sin in 1946, it's still sin today. And then I thought, here we are in 2025. And we say, if it was wrong 20 years ago, it's still wrong today. Amen. And because sin ain't changed, and the Savior's mind on sin has not changed. Amen. Oh, He's the same. I mean, listen, friend, where you stand at today, He is the same. I thought His character's unchanging. It's the same. Ain't that good? And now listen, you might catch me on a good day or a bad day. And depending on what kind of mood I'm in, that'd be what kind of answer you get. Amen. Somebody ought to help me along that right there. I know everybody in here is always spiritual when you come to the house of God. And you know, you're always right with God and everything's always good. But I'm glad when I bow my head, listen, I understand these folks in here, Kevin Sexton, not always the same. I'm not always the same. But every time I've ever bowed my head, every time I've ever called on Christ, I have not had to wonder, has He changed from what He was that day? I've not had to wonder if He's reneged on anything, if He's backed up from anything. He is always the same. Amen. I mean, listen, His character's unchanging. I thought about His conduct's unwavering. What He done for them then, He'll still deal for us today. If it's a part in the Red Sea, no problem to God. If it's a shutting the lion's mouth, no problem to God. If it's thank God going down and meeting with you in the fire, and no problem to God. Amen. His conduct's unwavering. And now listen, NATO don't decide what God does. Amen. And President Trump don't decide what God does. And Joe Biden didn't decide what God does. Amen. His conduct is unwavering. I thought, listen to me, friend, I want you to hear me. And whenever He delivered the children of Israel out, He came down to the weakest people in the roughest time under the most authoritative power that ever has been, and without ever firing one shot, and without bringing in a tank, and without bringing in the Shermans, and without bringing in an army, and the Lord didn't have to do not one thing. And thank God, the Lord just spoke the words Hey, listen, the Red Sea parted up and the wind blew all night. And in one night, thank God, the people of God came out with a high hand and the enemies of God went down. And God does not need any help, amen. He is unchanging, amen. I thank God for that. I'm glad that it's unending in His love. I mean, that's a good thing tonight. I mean, listen, I say this often and it is true. And I'm trying not to say it hardly as much, but I can't hardly help it. It is true tonight. I've given the Lord about 100 million reasons why He should not love me. Amen. And boy, not one of them's changed his mind yet. Amen. And I try to remind Him of it sometimes. I mean, sometimes, Brother Nathaniel, I'll get to praying and I'll say, God, if I was you, I wouldn't even help me right now. But oh, listen, and not one time has any of those ever changed his mind. I mean, hallelujah. Well, I could stand right there and to just shout. And sometimes the Lord gets to reminding me. And don't nobody get nervous. I ain't. Everybody in this church knows I ain't for living in sin. But I do want to tell you this. If He does declare the end from the beginning, and He does, amen. There's no question about that. If He does know the end from the beginning, and He does, amen. That means when He saved me way back then, He saw the worst days I would ever have, and He still chose to love me, amen. He's the same. He ain't changed his mind on that. Amen. That helps me all over. Amen. That helps me all over. I get down in some low spots sometimes. And you think, Lord, I wouldn't love me right there. And listen, Lord don't love your sin. He don't love mine neither. Amen. But He does love me. Amen. And He ain't never changed his mind on that. I'll say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I mean, listen, it's not just a season of greetings. I'm glad, thank God, it is forever. I thought about this. Listen. And Jesus ain't just a season when it comes to greetings. He's not just a season when it comes to grace either. Amen. I thought about, listen, now Brother Matt didn't know what I was going to preach. And Brother Chris and his family didn't know what I was going to preach on. But my notes still remain the same. Amen. And so they stood up here this morning and they said, silent night, holy night. And in my heart I thought, oh God, amen. Oh God. And you know what meant with me and my wife, and we used to listen another day. And no whistle. Listen, I like unshackled. I don't care if you do or not. Don't make no difference to me. I like listening to them, all right? And they're not all good, but I like listening to them nonetheless. And it was listening to A Christmas Miracle. And it talked about in 1914 in World War I. It said that the Germans on one side and the English on the other. And it said the Germans started singing Silent Night. And it said the English on the other side. And they heard them start singing Silent Night. And in between the two, there was a place called No Man's Land. And the one side got to singing about the Lord, and the other side got to singing about the Lord, and they met in the middle of no man's land. Amen. And you can't make that up, thank God. And they said for one night, and they had a truce. And I thought, boy, that's just like us. And you know what happened the next day, Brother Ty? I'd like to say the war ended, but you know what happened? And they had one real good night, and the next night they started shooting at each other again. Amen. And boy, I thought, if that don't sound like a Baptist, amen. 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 Hallelujah. I feel like preaching right there a second. Amen. That boy, if that don't sound like Baptist, don't it? I mean, we'll go and we'll say, all right. Let me remind everybody, you're getting ready to get okay. Getting ready. Let's just be honest about it. And some of us getting ready to meet with family and listen, and they don't really like us. Amen. And listen, you may not even really like them. Amen. I don't know how that works exactly, but I do know folks are going to be put in bad situations. There's going to be conversations going to go something like this, and they're going to say, now listen, we just got to deal with them for one day, and just for one day, let's all be kind, and for one day, let's show a little bit of grace. But I'm glad the Lord ain't like that. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, it's not a season with Him. It's not a season with Him. Amen. He was gracious before you came. He'll be gracious after you're gone. And the grace of God is from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm just saying He's the same. Amen. Hey, listen, I'll tell you how. Listen, look here. Look up here at me, friend. Let me help you with this right here if I can for a second. And let me tell you how gracious He is. At His birth, when they were trying to kill Him, He came to give them life. Amen. That's pretty gracious right there. In His life, when they were trying to hate Him, He is trying to help them. Amen. at his death, and when the guilty was there condemning him, he was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even standing right now, I thank God for those of us that have wronged him over and over and over again. He ever lives to make intercession for you and I. Thank God. I'm glad he's the same. Amen. Yeah. Not just a season. This ain't a seasonal thing with the Lord. It's seasonal with us. Amen. We like to come in. Everybody smiles their best smile around this time of year. And, you know, we work on the best things to say. And we text each other and we say, Mary. And then we capitalize Christ and we put M-A-S after that. And we all figure out the best way we can try to say it. But come the day after Christmas, and when all the mess is still there and everybody's cleaning up, all that Merry Christmas is gone and we still have to face life. What I'm trying to say to you is this. I'm glad the day after he's still going to be the same. He's not changed his mind. Amen. And when it comes to greetings, he's not changed his mind about grace. I'm going to say this. He ain't changed his mind about giving. Amen. And thank God. Thank God. Let me just park right there and say, man, I appreciate everything everybody does for me and my family. And I thank God for this time of year. But you know, there ain't nobody ever walked up to me on March and said, hey, preacher, we want to give you and your family a Christmas gift. Amen. I know you're welcome to do that. Thank God if you want to. That'll be all right. But I'm just saying that don't happen. This is the season of giving. Amen. And we give out cards and we give out gifts. And we share things to those that we love. But I'm glad the Lord ain't that way. Amen. What if the only thing you ever got from the Lord, you got it in the season at just one time a year? That's all you could get. That's the only time it was given, and then it was over. You'd be in trouble, and so would I. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, he ain't never stopped giving since he started giving. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I like what the preacher said this morning about mercy. I thought you could say that about any attribute of God. You could throw peace in there. You could throw grace in there. You could throw love in there and find it don't matter how much you use. God ain't never got to the bottom of the barrel. Amen. It can't be bought. Can't be bartered for. Can't be borrowed. But it can be given. Amen. How many less do we stand here today? You didn't barter for salvation. I know folks act like that. They get down on an altar and they started trading with God and bartering. They said, Lord, if you'll give me salvation, I'll give you myself. That ain't how that worked, neighbor. Hey, listen, I don't understand. We've sort of softened it up and, you know, made salvation something that it's not. You understand, salvation is a declaration, amen. Hey, listen, friend, if you want to be right with God, there's only one way to get right with God, and you must be born again, amen. That's it. He's the same. If he let Nicodemus in one way, you'll still get in the same way. God ain't changed his mind on it. I thought about this. I thought I might preach more, but I don't. I feel like the Lord wants me to preach about this. I'm gonna be done. Listen, this is a season of gathering, ain't it? Yeah. I read this the other day, and this will bless your heart, I guess, or it might hurt you. I don't know. Whatever. It's between you and the Lord. However you receive it, I'm just giving it. Amen. I'm saying this to you. I read this the other day, preacher, and it said that the Christmas service is the most attended service, in America every single year. Said folks who don't never come to church, come to church the Christmas morning. Ain't that good? I mean, the service for the last service before Christmas, most attended service all across our land.
What about that?
They all gather up and we sing. So I'm convinced of this. Probably what we need to preach about is hell on that day.
Yeah.
Somebody help me right there. But it's a season of gathering.
Yeah.
And everybody gathers up. We all, listen, I'm not against folks. You all understand that. Says the two most attended services. Everybody knows what they are. That's what they call those CEO Christians. Yeah, Christmas and Easter and other special occasions. Amen. That's what they call that. I'm just saying this to you. This is a season of gathering. But what if that's the only time God wanted to gather with us? I mean, what if the only time God came to where you was when you was in a place to come to where he was? We'd be in rough shape, wouldn't we?
Trouble.
But he's the same. He's the same.
I've just been driving down the road. I've been doing a lot of thinking, just driving.
Yeah.
Been doing a lot of thinking the last week. And I just got to thinking about how many times I've sat in a hospital.
Right.
And I've knelt down with folks. And all of a sudden I found out he was just the same.
Wow.
Same presence of God.
Yep.
Right there. I thought about how many times I've gathered in a funeral home. And found out he's just the same. It don't matter if it's in the jungles of Africa or thank God it's in the hollers of Jamestown.
Yep.
He is just the same. Amen. And listen, I'll tell you this. Don't nobody throw nothing at me or nothing like that. But you know, the Lord don't, he's not interested in just a weekend visitation. Y'all know that. He's not trying to have you just on, you know, Fridays and Saturdays or Sundays or Sunday mornings and Sunday nights.
No.
He's not even interested in having you Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday night. That's not where this thing comes down to. Boy, but I'm glad the Lord wants to gather with us every single day.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
I mean, God made it a way. So listen, I'm just simply saying this. We stand in a place where everybody wants everything seasonal and conditional.
Right.
And the Lord is neither. The Lord Jesus Christ came and he loves unconditionally. Now you can die and go to hell if you want to, but you'll die and go to hell over the love of Christ.
Right.
You can go. But it won't be because he wants you there.
Right.
And you can shun him, but it won't be because he don't want to meet with you.
Right. Right.
I always think, listen, stand to your feet. I'm done. I want to say this. As always, everybody in here has got those folks in your family, and they're maybe the black sheep or whatever the case may be. And everybody's sort of just, you know how they are. Maybe how you are. But I thought about this. Ain't it a blessing that to God in heaven, he wants to meet with them as much as he wanted to meet with St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Bill, St. Delmer. Amen. I don't know where yet. This thing's more than just a season. This thing's more than just a season. I want to be happy in the Lord all the time, don't you? As Allison plays whatever she's going to play, I don't know where you're at today. I'm asking you this. Is this greeting thing, this happiness in the Lord, is it just seasonal? It come and go with you. This grace... Say, preacher, it's just for a season. This giving, say, man, it's in a special season alone. Boy, Hannah sung that song this morning, more like you and less like me. I hope God will help us to be that. Hope God will help us to be that. You do business with God.